Paddington wasn't quite sure what to expect when Mrs. Bird opened the door. He was pleasantly surprised when they were greeted by a stout, motherly woman with grey hair and a kindly twinkle in her eyes. When she saw Judy, she raised her hands above her head.
"Goodness gracious, you've arrived already, and me hardly finished the washing up. I suppose you'll be wanting tea."
"Hello, Mrs. Bird. It's nice to see you again. How's the rheumatism?"
"Oh, worse than ever it's been. Whatever have you got there? What is it?"
"It's not a what, it's a bear. His name's Paddington."
"How do you do, Mrs. Bird?"
"A bear? Well, he has good manners, I'll say that for him."
"He's going to stay with us. He's emigrated from South America."
"Going to stay with us? How long for?"
"I don't know. It depends on things."
"Oh, mercy me, I wish you'd told me. I haven't put clean sheets in the spare room or anything. Though, judging by the state he's in, perhaps that's as well."
It's all right, Mrs. Bird. I think I'm going to have a bath. I had an accident with a bun."
"Oh. Well, you'd best come on in. Only mind the carpet. It's just been done."
"Oh, she doesn't mind, really, Paddington. I think she rather likes you."
"She seems a bit fierce."
"What was that you said?"
I...
"Where was it you said you'd come from?"
"Peru." "That's right. Darkest Peru."
"Then I expect you like marmalade. I'd bet get some more from the grocer."
"Fancy her knowing I like marmalade."
"Mrs. Bird knows everything about everything. Now, you'd better come upstairs and I'll show you your room."
Judy led the way up a long flight of stairs, chattering all the time. Paddington followed closely behind, keeping carefully to the side, so that he didn't have to tread on the carpet.
"There's the bathroom."
"Oh."
"And here's my room. And that one's Jonathan's. He's my brother. You'll meet him soon. Hmm? And that's Mummy's and Daddy's. And this is going to be yours."
Paddington nearly fell over with surprise. He'd never seen such a big room. There was a large bed with white sheets against one wall, and several big boxes, one with a mirror on it.
"This is called a chest of drawers. Oh. You'll be able to keep all your things in here."
"Well, I don't seem to have very much. It's the trouble with being small. No one ever expects you to want things."
"Let me help you to unpack."
"Well, it's very kind of you, but I don't think there's much to help me with. There's a jar of marmalade. Oh, only there's hardly any left now. And my scrapbook. And some centavos. They're a sort of South American penny."
"Well, I'm going to leave you now so that you can have your bath. Oh. You'll find two taps marked hot and cold. There's plenty of soap and a clean towel. Oh, and a brush to scrub your back."
"It sounds very complicated. Couldn't I just sit in a puddle or something?"
"And don't forget to wash your ears. They look awfully black."
"They're meant to be black."
Paddington climbed up onto a stool by the window and looked out. There was a large, interesting garden below, with a small pond and several trees, which looked good for climbing. Beyond the trees, he could see some more houses stretching into the distance. He decided it must be wonderful living in a house like this all the time. He stayed where he was, thinking about it, until the window became steamed up, and he couldn't see out any more. Then he tried writing his name on the cloudy part with his paws. He began to wish it wasn't quite so long, as he soon ran out of cloud, and it was rather difficult to spell.
"All the same, it's a very important name. I don't expect there are many bears in the world called Paddington."
If only he'd known, Judy was saying exactly the same thing to Mr. Brown at that very moment. The Browns were holding a council of war in the dining room, and Mr. Brown had been fighting a losing battle. It had been Judy's idea in the first place to keep Paddington. She not only had Jonathan on her side, but also her mother. Jonathan had yet to meet Paddington, but the idea of having a bear in the family appealed to him.
"Oh,
after all, Henry, you can't turn him out now. It wouldn't be right.
It isn't that I don't like the idea of keeping Paddington, but I'm sure we ought to report the matter to someone first.
I don't see why, Dad. Besides, he might get arrested for being a stowaway if we do that.
Yes. Jonathan's right, Henry. Mm. We can't let that happen. It's not as if he's done anything wrong. I'm sure he didn't harm anyone travelling in a lifeboat like that.
Well, then there's the pocket money. I'm not sure how much pocket money to give the bear.
He can have 3 shillings a week, the same as the other children.
Mm, yes.
Well, we'll have to see what Mrs. Bird has to say about it first, of course.
Hooray!
You'd better ask her, then. It was your idea.
Tea time. I suppose you want to tell me you decided to keep that young Paddington.
Oh, please. I'm sure he'd be very good.
That remains to be seen. Different people have different ideas about being good. All the same, he looks the kind of bear that means well. I've always had a soft spot for bears. It'll be nice to have one around the house.
Well, whoever would have thought it?
I expect it was because he raised his hat. Mrs. Bird likes polite people.
By the way, come to think of it, where is Paddington? He's not still up in his room, is he?
Oh, he's all right. He's just having a bath.
A bath? He's rather small to be having a bath all by himself.
Oh, don't fuss so, Mary. He's probably having the time of his life.
Paddington was having the time of his life, though not quite in the way Mr. Brown meant it. He was sitting in the middle of the bathroom floor, drawing a map of South America with a tube of Mr. Brown's shaving cream. Paddington liked geography. At least, he liked his sort of geography, which meant seeing strange places and new people. He had had a long journey, halfway round the world, and so Paddington's map occupied most of the bathroom floor, and also used up most of Mr. Brown's shaving cream. It wasn't until a trickle of warm water landed on his nose that he realized the bath was full and was beginning to run over the side. He climbed up onto the side of the bath, closed his eyes, held his nose with one paw, and jumped. The water was hot and soapy and much deeper than he had expected. It was then that he had a nasty shock. It's one thing getting into a bath, it's quite another matter getting out. Especially when the water comes up to your nose and the sides are slippery and your eyes are full of soap.
Help! Help! Help!
He waited for a few moments, but no one came. Suddenly he had an idea. What a good thing he was still wearing his hat. He took it off and began bailing out the water. Downstairs, Mr. Brown was reading his newspaper.
That's funny. I could have sworn I felt a drop of water.
Don't be silly, dear. How could you?
How much does it cost to send a letter to Peru?
About... Oh.
Another drop of water fell down from the ceiling. This time, right onto the table. There was an ominous wet patch right over their heads and right underneath the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Jonathan.
What? Where are you going now, dear?
Oh, just upstairs to see how Paddington's getting on. Jonathan!
Judy pushed Jonathan through the door and shut it quickly behind them.
Wow! What's up?
It's Paddington. I think he's in trouble.
Gosh!
They rushed up the stairs and ran along the landing.
Help! Help! Oh, please come in. I think I'm going to drown.
Oh, Paddington. Let me lift you up. Thank goodness you're all right. Look at the floor.
What a good job I had my hat. Aunt Lucy told me never to be without it.
Why on earth didn't you pull the plug out, you silly?
Oh,
I never thought of that.
Fancy you making all this mess. Even I've never made such a mess as this.
It is a bit untidy. I don't really know how it got like that.
Untidy? Yeah, wrap this towel round you. Oh,
we've all got a lot of cleaning up to do.
Mrs. Bird sees this, I don't know what she'll say.
I do. She says it to me sometimes.
I must say, I am a lot cleaner than I was. It doesn't look like me at all.
Paddington did look much cleaner than when he had first arrived at the Browns. His fur was standing out like a new brush, except that it was soft and silky. His nose gleamed, and his ears had lost all traces of the jam and cream. When he arrived downstairs, they made room for him in a small armchair by the fire, and Mrs. Bird came in with another pot of tea and a plate of hot buttered toast.
Now, Paddington, suppose you tell us all about yourself and how you came to Britain.
Oh, well, yes.
Paddington settled back in his armchair, wiped a smear of butter carefully from his whiskers, put his paws behind his head, and stretched his toes towards the fire. He liked an audience, especially when he was warm and the world seemed such a nice place.
I was brought up in darkest Peru by my Aunt Lucy. She's the one that lives in a home for retired bears in Lima.
Yes? Go on.
Well, it doesn't seem a very exciting story. I said it doesn't seem... Well, I never. I do believe he's fallen asleep.
Thank you.